On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Hello, boys and girls out there in podcast land. It is time for the Hard Rocking Trivia Show once again.
Woo!
Yeah, we thank you people who have been with us for over the last 10 years. It's probably 11 years now. Hard to believe. And if you're brand new to the show, check this one out, and you can go on any one of the podcast platforms and check out the other. Well, we're well over 200 episodes, so you can go back and enjoy those and play along in your car or wherever you're in your basement. I don't know.
It's internet gold.
Yes, it is. And it's cool. We're getting listens from all over the world, which just blows my mind. A couple of dudes on Skype and some guy in Bangladesh is listening to us or some girl in Australia. It just blows my mind.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and we're like, if you went to levels, you know, Joe Rogan would be like Division One, and then there's Division Two, Division Three, NAIA. We're probably junior college level, you know. We're way down, maybe even lower than that.
We're club level.
Yeah. So yeah, club level, amateur club. So. We're low, man. So anybody who listens to us, we really appreciate it. So thank you. Now, one of the things we have attached to this show is we have a Spotify playlist, which is absolutely free. You can sign up at Spotify. You don't have to pay anything. And the name of the playlist is HRTS Playlist. You find it. You subscribe to it. Doesn't cost you anything. Now, right now, Danny, how many songs do you think are on this playlist right now?
650.
You'd be way off. There's currently 1,592 songs on the playlist.
What have you added recently?
Well, I'm going to give you the last 10.
All right.
Here we go. In no particular order. See No Evil by Ghost.
Ooh, I love that song.
Which is a cover, but I don't know who the cover is of. Do you know,
Boff? No, I don't.
No, but it's a cool song. It's a cool cover, so I don't know that. The next one is also a cover. It's from Raven. It's called Is There a Better Way? And it's a Status Quo cover. And they released a covers album a few years back, and it's great. I don't know if you've heard it yet, Danny.
Yeah, I listened to it. It's good.
Damn good. And in keeping in the covers mode, the next song is also a cover. It's Brown Sugar by the Hollywood Vampires, which is off their new live album, so... Anytime I hear something new and it strikes me, I just put a song on there. Just build up. We'll get over 1,600 pretty soon here. Next song, a fourth cover in a row. I promise you the next ones are not covers. Is SOS Too Bad by Tesla. They released a new live album, and the last song, they recorded a cover of an Aerosmith classic. It's awesome. Now, on to the stuff that's not covers. Shine Your Light by Buck Cherry. They have a new album out, which I have only listened to bits and pieces of it. It's okay.
Yeah, I think I've listened to it once all the way through.
Yeah, and they're going on tour with Skid Row later in the year in the U.S., so I might go to that. I'd like to see Eric Grunewald sing for Skid Row. I think that'd be
Yeah, cool. What I've heard is really good.
Yeah, I mean, they're playing in Europe right now, so you can see all those. They just had Sweden Rock, I think. And then they had Grass Pop, which I believe is in Belgium. So, yeah.
Were they at Hellfest?
They might have been, but all these great gigs that you see in Europe, you can see them like the next day on YouTube. In fact, I was watching Coney Hatch from Sweden Rock. So, yeah, if you click on Sweden Rock 2023 or Hellfest, you can catch bits and pieces from these bands.
Right. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. This one I know you're going to want to talk about. It's a song called Save Me by Extreme.
Oh, man. That whole album is, album six, is so good, just top to bottom. I mean, I know there's always the song you think, maybe I'll skip that. I don't know. I'm listening to the whole thing. It's just great.
Yeah, I agree. This, for me, is the album of the year so far. If we had to stop right now. Favorite album by far. Yeah. I don't know. Was there 12 or 14 tracks, something like that?
Yeah,
I like all of them. I mean, it's fantastic. And here's to the losers. My favorite one right now. Last song in the album is like, oh, I could see them doing that live and everybody just joining in. Absolutely.
Totally. It's a total anthem, like a mellow anthem. It's so cool.
Yeah. And they're touring with Living Color in the States coming up pretty soon. Unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to get to see them because they're playing about 60 miles from my house, and it'll be on a weeknight when I work.
Oh, geez.
So I think I'm going to miss it this time. So
yeah.
Bummed out about it. But I know they're playing around where you are. They got a couple of Pennsylvania dates close by, but I'm not sure which one is closer to you. So
yeah, I'm definitely going to check it out. I know my brother and I and his kids will probably go.
Yeah, and Living Color, I've never seen Living Color, but I'd love to see Vernon Reid live.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah, remember how your kids complained a little bit that the last show they went to you was an acoustic one?
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to complain with Extreme and Living Color at all.
No. We saw Extreme on their last tour up in Glenside, Pennsylvania, and it was not acoustic at all.
And the kids
liked it. I mean, of course, they played More Than Words and Wholehearted, but still, the rest of the show,
rock.
Full in-your-face Extreme.
Yeah, I'd like to see Rise and Banshee and hashtag Rebel live. Those rockers, they'd be awesome.
Oh, totally.
They're not going to suck.
Yeah. No, they're definitely not. And any of the classic Living Color stuff would be great to see, too. So
yeah. And I know Nuno just had his surgery. He had a torn meniscus. I know all about that one. I've had that surgery 3 times.
Jeez.
So, yeah, I don't even have a meniscus in my right knee anymore. So no padding there. That's why I'm not jumping around anymore. So.
Yeah, really. Oof.
All right, on to the songs that we still have. A Good Day to Give Up by DAD, which is an older song. Need No Company by Hardcore Superstar. That's an older song. Newer track, my favorite one off the Winger 7 album, is Stick the Knife and Twist. That's a
nice.
Good song.
Totally.
Yeah. And you probably even know about this one. There's a new song by Coney Hatch.
Really?
They don't have an album yet, but they just released a new song, and they're going to have a live album come out pretty soon. It's called It's About a Girl. So I saw it on Spotify, stuck it on our playlist.
Oh, I'll check that out.
Yeah. So that's the latest add-ons at the HRTS playlist. So
come on, sign up.
Come over, join us up, sign up. You'll make us proud.
Yeah, now, and it's free. What the heck?
It's free. So, bye, Max. My son's going to go shoot at the park.
All right.
All right, now it's on to Rapid Fire.
I do want to mention that I'm hoping to go see Dead Daisies when they come around here.
Me too. You saw the list of the shows coming here, right?
Yeah.
They're going to play in the Roxy. I think I have to go to that.
Yeah, you do.
And shocking, Heavy Pet was playing? Like, are you kidding me? On a Tuesday night? I'm there. I might be the only one there, but I'm there.
I was going to look and see where they're touring, if they're going to be anywhere on the East, DC, Philly.
I wouldn't be surprised because I know the lead singer of Heavy Petting lives in like North Carolina, and he has for decades.
All right.
And there's only 2 original members left in that band. I think the guitar player, who's not punky, and the lead singer.
Yeah.
So, all right, you want to lead the charge for rapid fire in this?
Yep. All right.
Do recording. We're looking good. Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
All right, everybody, time for some rapid fire, where we fire off three questions to each other, and we try to stump each other usually. Sometimes it's just fun questions. Other times we try to make them hard. This time, I think you'll probably get, you might get one of my three.
Well, that's a win for me. I'll take one out of three. I think you're going to get at least two of mine, I think.
Oh, man.
So.
All right, well, y'all in Radio Land, play along. See if you can go 6 for 6. I don't think we ever go 6 for 6, do we?
We do when we really feel generous and want to make each other feel better.
Yeah. All right. Well, my first question was from my nephew, Justin. Oh,
okay. So a teenager's trying to stump us. Okay.
Yeah. So, and he stumped me with this one, so I had to look it up to make sure it was right. But so here we go. What Van Halen song mentions a size 5 dress?
Unchained.
Yep. I never knew what that line was.
What'd you think it was?
I don't know. A blue-eyed murderer in a size 5 dress.
Yeah.
That's the line.
Yeah.
That line I was like, sci-fi stress.
Yeah. And if you see it live, you know, Dave is scatting and
missing words. Have no idea.
And before there was Vince Neil, there was David Lee Roth, who would often change things up a little bit live.
Yeah, looking for a moonbeam. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, Dave. Wow.
All right, way to go. All right, Justin. Mark got it, so there you go.
Yeah, Justin, eat my shorts.
Ew.
Good luck. So whenever I meet you, you know that I own you, okay? All righty. Question one for you, which is going to be a first for this show. There's going to be an audio component to it. So I'm going to ask you the question, and if you don't know it right away, there'll be a little audio thing that you can play after I ask the question. Are you ready?
All right.
What are the two main guitar riffs in Tone Loc's Funky Cold Medina? If you're not sure, go ahead and play the clip and see if you can get it off the sound effect. You might get one of them, you'll get right away.
Well, let's play it just to... I have a couple guesses, but let's hear it.
Okay.
All right. Well, right away, there's Hot Blooded.
Okay.
By Foreigner.
Yep.
The other one, there's a bunch of stuff in there.
Play it again. You'll get it. It's an easy one, too.
I know there's Satisfaction by the Stones. I can hear Christine 16. And Christine 16 is more the drum part.
No, it's guitar.
And I want to say it's All Right Now.
So which one is it, Danny? One of those answers is correct.
I'm going to go with Satisfaction.
Incorrect. The dan, 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 dan is Christine 16.
Yeah. Well, I got it. There's all that's in there.
Yeah, and but the
cowbells from Honky Tonk Woman.
Yeah, but I say guitar riffs. So that's an incorrect answer for you, sir.
All right. Well, if we're going that way, all right, you're not getting any of these others.
Okay, fine. All right. You people on the boards discuss. I think Danny blew it on that one because I thought Christine 16 was so damn obvious. Okay.
Well, yeah, that's like the first thing you hear if you're a Kiss fan.
Yeah, which we are. So,
but the main riff is Hot Blooded.
Yeah. I hope those bands got paid for that. I don't think so, but you never know.
No, they have to have. It's a blatant ripoff if they didn't.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know any of the legalities around sampling and all that, but I don't know.
All I know is Billy Squier is a millionaire because of sampling. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so is Beck.
Oh, really?
Like, for some reason, there was one album where like every song had been sampled multiple times. I don't remember what album it was, but he made a ton of money off of sampling.
Yeah, and I only know one song by him.
I don't either.
You don't know one? I know Loser. I'm a loser, baby, so why don't you kill me?
Oh, yeah.
That's the only Beck song I know.
I actually didn't know that was Beck, so there you go.
And you know who plays keyboards for Beck?
Your mom.
No, my mom's dead.
No, well, that'll make it difficult.
No, then. Roger Manning Jr.
Really?
He played with Beck for decades. That's wow. That's his main gig.
Well, I like his other stuff way better.
Yeah, agreed.
Roger's stuff better.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. I agree again.
All right, so song or question number two for you. Can you name the songs on Iron Maiden's Soundhouse tapes?
Oh, my God. Didn't you have that? You used to.
I did.
You did, but you don't now.
I don't anymore, but I did have it. I had it on vinyl.
Damn it.
I'm going to say red cover.
I'm going to guess Sanctuary, one of them.
Nope.
Drifter.
No, Drifter's not on there either.
Jesus.
Prowler. It's weird. Prowler's one. There's a song that came out way later.
Really?
On a studio album.
So I've already got this one wrong. So.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I'm not even
I wasn't
close.
Giving you this at all.
No, I don't expect you to.
So Prowler's one, Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
And Invasion.
Invasion.
Yeah, that's not Invaders.
Yeah, Invasion never popped up on an album, did it? It was just a B-side from a single.
Yep. Yeah, so this, yeah, that was, those are the only three songs on Soundhouse tape. It was their original EP.
So did you lose it or did you sell it?
I sold it.
Okay, I hope you made a lot of money off of that.
Yeah, I did. I made some pretty good money on that and a couple of other of the Japanese import singles. Cool. I made some good money.
Excellent.
And the picture discs I had.
Oh, you got rid of all those too, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, I got very little vinyl left, so I'm thinking of just taking them to a store. It's like I'm not going to listen to these. The ones I like, you know, I already have on MP3s and I have the CD, so.
Exactly. That's why, you know, I don't even have a vinyl player, a record player.
I inherited one from my mom. We tried to play one of my albums, and the speed was a little off. I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to listen to this again.
Yeah.
Yeah. People forget what a pain in the butt vinyl was, because you get one scratch on it, your vinyl's ruined, and if you didn't put it in the right, if you didn't have it, if you laid it flat, eventually it would warp. So there's all kinds of issues with it. Yeah, they don't tell you all this stuff. All these people, vinyl's king. I'm like,
Vinyl is not king. Vinyl, people are trying to bring it back, but nah, just don't.
No, the best thing about vinyl is the album art and reading the liner notes in there, because you don't have to get a magnifying glass to do it now.
Man, I'd spend hours, just trying to figure out all the stuff on Iron Maiden covers. Unbelievable.
And some of my vinyl, the ones I think I have Dynasty on, I have the three New England albums, I have the Vendetta's first album and only album, and a Stranger's first album. Nobody's going to want those. Are they? Maybe New England, but maybe Kiss, but not the other ones. Nobody's. Harlequin, too. Promo copies of Harlequin albums. Nobody's going to want that.
No, they're not asking for those at the door.
No, which will be funny if somebody goes, God, I love that Harlequin album. Love Crimes. I think I have both of them, too. Like,
they're great albums.
Yeah,
they're great.
Yeah, but who wants them on vinyl? I don't get it. Maybe somebody does. I don't know. It's insane.
I mean, they're doing the thing now with, real heavy vinyl, real high density vinyl albums, and they're heavy and they sound great, but again, you get a scratch and they're ruined. So
no, I got everything on my phone or my little iPod Touch, and I got CDs. So
yeah. Yeah, I was listening to the new Extreme album on my phone last weekend when I'm cutting my roses, so can't do that on vinyl.
Yep. I went ahead, and I love the album so much because I heard it first. I went out and got the CD. I ordered it off of Amazon. I was like, I have to have a copy of this. Because now, the bands need it more than ever, so physical copies, they don't make that much anymore. So if something's that good, I go ahead and buy it. So
yeah,
I did. The last two, I bought the latest Angel album, and I bought the Extreme album.
Yeah, I do that with Butch Walker, Toto, Steve Lukather, those kind of my favorite guys.
And sometimes if you go straight to the band's website, you can get them signed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Totally worth it. All right, question two for you. Which one of these three bands has been around the longest? You ready?
All right.
They're all Swedish bands. Heat, Hardcore Superstar, or Crash Diet? Who's been around the longest?
I got to say Crash Diet.
You would be incorrect.
Damn it.
I'll tell you, Heat, first album came out in 2008. Hardcore Superstar's first album came out in 1998. Crash Diet's first came out in 2005.
Jeez.
And Crash Diet and Heat, I think, are also going to be in next year's Monsters of Rock Cruise.
I saw that. I was like, Crash Diet's going to be there? Oh, man.
I think you and I need to discuss this more. I think maybe. And they're going to Jamaica. I think maybe you and I need to either get one cabin. I don't know if you can do that. Or get and just do it. Spend the money and do it.
Do it.
I mean, that's not until next year. But so I'm going to keep that in the back of your head. So if you,
yeah. Cause, great lineup on this cruise.
Yeah. Glenn Hughes just got announced doing the Deep Purple Burn set. So like,
wow.
I mean, there's so many good things. And I'm like, I got to do that at least once. So we'll see. I know
we'll see that. Yeah, that we need to mull that over.
Yeah, the only problem is we have to take time off of work, you know. So yeah, you'll miss a few days of work. So if I don't take any sick days next school year, I might have to pull the trigger on that. So,
and fly to Miami.
Yeah, flying away. Yeah, it's going out there and just do it. I don't even know if I'll ever get off the boat. But wow. Okay.
I don't know that I would if it's just going to Jamaica and back.
Yeah, but sometimes
I've been to Jamaica. I'm, you know, so what?
So because I think if you stay on the boat, there's still somebody playing somewhere. So
Oh yeah.
So and I've seen the Jason Green did a thing on the Monsters of Rock cruise where he shows you the boat and it's incredible. It is so amazing. He shows you different places where they play.
Yeah,
and even if you don't want to do that, you can go on water slides. You can go play basketball. There's all the food you can eat,
and you can
do whatever you want. I mean, that's how it looks like a lot of fun to me. So,
absolutely.
All right, so we're gonna keep that in our head. So, question three for you, sir.
Wait, I need to ask you question three.
Yeah, that's what that's what I meant.
All right, okay. All right. Who's the oldest member of Twisted Sister?
Ooh, I'm gonna say JJ French.
That is true. Yes. He was born in 52. Most of the other guys were 55 and 56. So JJ turned 70.
Wow. And the only reason I guess that, because he's the one who started the band. He's the original member.
He's the dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's kind of the leader. Even in shows, he's the one that does the talking between the songs.
Yeah. Not always.
D does some, but D kind of introduces the songs, but he talks about... JJ talks a lot more than I thought he would.
Yeah, he's got a good podcast too. If you've ever
heard. Yeah,
it. Yeah, pretty. He goes. They're always talking about the '60s and '70s and stuff, and it's very informative. Good show.
Nice.
All right, question three for you. In 1982, what band did Yannick Gears join for their final studio album?
'82.
Good old Yannick Gears. Guy who bounces around all over the place in Iron Maiden.
Oh man, the dancer.
Yeah, and he was still when you see old videos and some of the other stuff he's done, he still kind of does it back then too. So
yeah, their final album in '82. Good lord,
it's a name artist too. So
like one guy.
Should I give you a hint? Need a hint?
Yeah.
The lead singer of this band, the band is named after him. And he's in hard rock history, he's a big one.
Shoot. I'm going to say Billy Squire.
Incorrect. The name of the band, Gillan.
Ian
Gillan.
Yep. Ian Gillan.
He replaced Bernie
Torme. Should have known it was a Brit.
Yeah, Bernie Torme was the guitar player in Gillan, and Yannick Gears replaced him. Mr. Dancer.
Yeah. Dancer Prancer. All right, well, I'm 0 for 3. You were 2 for 3. Way to go.
Woo!
You get double money this time.
Yeah, zero times zero is zero. Nice. And people out there in podcast land, we don't get paid for this. This is just for fun. So I hope you're having as much fun as we are. So we're going to give you a commercial break and be back with Cover This, another bit.
All right.
Now it's time to cover this.
All right, men and women, boys and girls, and all you trans people, all you non-binaries, it's time for Cover This.
Whoever.
Whoever you are, we don't care.
As long as you're listening.
There you go. All right, so we're going to play you a 30-second clip from a cover song. You have to give us the original artist, the covering band, and for fun, you can give us the name of the song, too. So this week, I got one for Danny. I think he's going to nail this, but... I saw it. I went, this is a pretty cool one. Let's just somebody out there has probably never heard this, but I know he has. So
good. All right. Good so luck. Let's take a listen. Cover This. I've been on tenor hunts and in dirty looks, listening to the music, thinking about this and that. She said that's that. I don't want to chitter chat. Turn it down a little bit or turn it down flat. Pump it up. All right.
Okay, Danny. I'm sure you've heard that before.
I definitely know the song. It is Elvis Costello and the Attractions or
yep,
whatever.
You're correct.
And the song is Pump It Up, of course.
Yep.
And I don't think Extreme covered that because that's definitely Gary Cherone singing. I'm going to say that's Hurt Smile.
You are 3 for 3 on that one. Home
yes.
Out of the park. No clues Woo-hoo. Whatsoever. Yeah.
I hadn't heard that version. I don't remember hearing that on Hurt Smile. I do like them, but...
That is on the second record called Retrograde.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a... But that Elvis Costello, I mean, when he first came out, we all made fun of him because he looked like a complete geek. But Pump It Up, it rocks. It's a good song.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And a lot of hard rock bands have covered that because the groove is fantastic. I mean, every cover band on the planet probably plays it, too, because it's fun. It's a fun song.
It gets people dancing.
I mean, I don't even know what the song's about, but I'm sure there's some hidden meaning behind it. So,
yeah, I don't know. I haven't listened to the words, really, other than Pump It Up.
Yeah.
So.
But classic stuff, good stuff.
Nice.
Too easy for Danny.
Well, that one was.
Now, here's where I drop the ball and get wiped out.
Well, I will tell you this one's not easy.
Okay.
So let's see how you do.
All right. Let me find this on our. The way we do this out there is we send files to each other, so we don't pre-listen to any of this stuff. This is all brand new for us.
First time we hear it's when you're hearing it right now.
Yep. So here we go. I just clock my wits. First thing I know. I've never heard that in my life.
All right.
Now, the style of the music, it sounds like Hanoi Rocks or Michael Monroe, something along those lines.
Yeah, you're not too far off. That's incorrect, but you're not far off.
Oh, so it's in that vein.
In that vein, for sure.
Oh, God. Is it Andy McCoy?
No, that is incorrect.
So I blew it on that one. So, that's why I thought the covering artist. The song Babylon... The song's called Babylon, right?
Right, Babylon.
I'm going to guess the original artist was somebody like...
From the 70s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a definitely 70s song. The Heartbreakers? Or not Tom Petty, but the dude from... Oh, God, what's his name? He's dead now. I'm thinking the New York Dolls. He's from the New York Dolls. Was it Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers?
That's nope.
My guess.
Nope. You were really close, though. That was a New York Dolls song.
Oh, okay. So New York
Dolls. They did the original.
Okay, and somebody covering a New York Dolls song. Oh, you got to give me clues now. I've already lost this bit. But
yeah, well, they were Swedish.
It's a Swedish band. Is it the Helicopters?
Nope.
All right, is it 69 Eyes?
Nope.
I don't know if they're even Swedish.
Not Pink Cream 69, any of that. Nope.
No, I know it's one of those bands that are influenced, but God, another. Can I have another hint? I'm
I don't really know that I know one. This is off their second album.
And it's pretty recent?
No. I'm going to say it's probably 8 or 10 years old. Maybe.
Dogs No More? I don't even know.
Nope. That was Shotgun Messiah.
Really?
Really.
Shotgun Messiah?
Yep.
Holy crap. When did that? What album is that on?
Their second album.
Well, yeah, that's even older than that. That's probably 20-some years. I didn't know that.
There you go.
I have that album, and I never listened to that song. So, yeah, you stumped my ass on that.
Yes. Finally.
Yeah, you did. I got smoked on that one. But, yeah, I learned something new today. That's pretty cool. That's one of the reasons why we do this. Just to talk to each other and learn from each other. So I didn't know. So I have to go
back. Yours wasn't necessarily easy. I mean, Hurt Smile, how many people know that band?
You.
Yeah, but okay, one. You, there's two.
Two. Maybe your brother. Maybe some people. Well,
no, my brother would not know that. This would be one where he'd go, what the hell, Dan? Why do you know that?
Yeah.
So and
the hardcore extreme people would know, but
yeah,
that's a small but mighty group, you know. All right, that's
that we are members of, for sure.
We are, yeah, we are. Okay, on that note, let's go on to the next bit, our final bit, the one that Danny made up
from. Yep, this is one of mine, and you know, there was another instance of getting ripped off online when somebody, a podcaster, did the track by track battle. Well, they don't call it that, but they did albums from 83. There's two albums from 83.
Trunk does it. Chris Jericho does it. He calls it the classic rock clash or something like that. But yeah, it's virtually the same thing we do.
Yeah, we did it way earlier. But, so whatever.
But again, we're junior high school basketball level. He's Division I college. So, you know,
yeah,
nobody's going to know it. But,
yeah, nobody's going to know that we did it first, but whatever. Hey,
we're cool.
It would be cool if they acknowledged that they got it from us, if they even listened to us, but that'd be.
Oh, we actually, we actually got a mention on another podcast.
Really?
Yeah. I listened to one called Pot of Thunder. Have you ever heard of that one?
Yep.
Well, yeah. And like, it wasn't this week's song, but last week's song, I submitted a bunch of songs and they picked the Uncle Tom's Cabin by Warrant, and I was one of the two people who submitted the song. So a brief shout out, hey Mark from the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show. You know.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a great show out there. Yeah, people out
there.
Yeah, it's really funny too because three guys, you can tell they've been friends for decades, kind of like us.
So, yeah.
So there's three of them and only two of us. So, but still, it's a lot of fun to listen to. So I listen.
Well, who would we get from back then? David Beck? No. Paul O'Connor, Brendan O'Connor, any of them? Nope.
No.
Davenport's or Daverns?
No, definitely not them. The Harrison brothers? Maybe one of them. Maybe Kevin or Keith, maybe.
Maybe.
Or Greg, I'm not even sure. I don't know.
I don't know, but we lived on a cul-de-sac and there were 19 boys in, what, 10 houses?
Yeah.
Something like that. And it was great growing up there. But I think Mark and I are really the only ones that
stay in touch. I mean, yeah. I see you guys from – I see their Facebook posts and everything. But, yeah. David Beck, yeah. I was the best man at his wedding. I haven't seen or heard from him in decades.
You know? Yeah.
Hopefully these people are doing well. You know, it was a lot of fun back then. But it'd be cool to do a reunion like once. Get the O'Connors, but who knows? They're spread around. Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows how many of them are all still alive? I mean,
hope they are. But
there's your brother. There's my brother. My then stepbrother.
Yeah. So we know most of them are. So
yeah. All right. Okay. I think my brother keeps in touch with Greg Harrison.
Yeah, I see
posts. Somewhat.
Yeah.
Because they were friends.
Yeah.
But, oh, well. Anyway.
Old guys reminiscing about their teenage years.
Back before the war.
That's right. The War of 1812. All right, so let's get back into 6 and 30.
For it is a human number. Its number is 6.
What are the 6 and 30.
What are the rules of the 6 and 30? Remember?
Yeah, we do 6 songs, 5 seconds each. So we have a 30-second clip of 6 songs. And you got to come up with the artist. Sometimes we do something different where it's all one artist and you got to get the name of the song. But most cases we do, you got to pick the artist. And
So what's the theme for years?
My theme is all the song, the titles start with the word baby.
Baby. Okay, let me
read. Baby. Baby. Yep. And this, I will tell you right off the bat, if you get less than 5, you suck really hard.
Well,
but this one for me was just fun because I love all of these songs, every one of them.
Okay. Well, let me get this going here. All right, everybody, if you're listening at home, get a pencil or gather around the fire and let's see if you get get some of these. I don't know. Here we go.
Quick, go make some popcorn.
Nice.
But you only have 30 seconds. Don't go down to New Orleans. You know I love the show. Baby, please don't go.
I got some of them. Not all of them. There's one that really stumped my ass.
Yeah, one of them I don't think you'll get, but the other 5 you should get.
I don't know. I think I might only get 4 of these.
All right, let's try one more time. Let's
play it again. Here we go.
I'll be interested in what other one you miss.
Yeah, I think one I'm going to kick myself for. All right, there we go. Don't go down to New Orleans. You know I love to show. Baby, please don't go. Well, that didn't help.
No, it didn't come to you second time around?
No, 3 and 4.
Yep.
Those are the ones that are stumped on. All right, so number 1 is Ted Nugent.
That is incorrect.
Wait, it is?
It is. That is incorrect. That is not Ted Nugent. That's an album called
Baby Please Don't Bobo. Go. What?
Honkin' the album called Honkin' on Bobo.
Aerosmith.
Yeah.
Shoot. Because AC/DC and Ted Nugent both did that song.
Yep.
All right. So that's a miss for me.
Yep. Dang.
I'm going to suck. I told you I'm going to suck. All right. Number 2 is Vinnie Vincent Invasion.
That is correct. One of my favorite songs ever.
Baby. Really?
I love that song. Love it.
Oh, I think it's
okay. But there's not many Vinnie Vincent Invasion songs that I don't like. I don't know what it is. Just...
Yeah.
He wrote great, great riffs.
Okay. Number 3. Total guess here. Toto.
Yes, that is correct. Whew. Yeah, I thought that was low-hanging fruit there.
No, because I know the hits, and I know Isolation album.
Okay.
But other stuff,
That's from Tambu.
Yeah, I would have never got that in a million years.
Baby, he's your man.
Number 4. Not a clue. Never. Not even familiar.
Oh,
so give
man.
Give me a hint. I've already missed it. So.
I'm not really sure where this band's from. It might be Canadian. I don't know, really.
Oh, it must be Chilliwack, then. That's a
nope.
That's a no. I don't know. Toronto.
That was Helix.
Really? What's the name of the song?
Baby Likes to Ride.
Yeah, I no chance in hell. I mean, I like Helix and all, but that didn't even sound familiar to me.
Yeah, that's a pretty deep cut.
Yeah. Well, that's why we do it. You can't make it too damn easy.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to play Rock You from Helix. Everybody knows that one.
Yeah, damn it.
Great song, though.
All right,
man, I love that chorus.
Yeah, number five.
Number five.
The Mighty Enough's Enough.
Yes.
When they were really good.
Oh, man.
Because
they were at the top of their game for those few albums, right? Well, right from the start, their first 12 albums are great.
I like everything with Donnie V's in. Once Donnie V left and Chip took over vocals, no.
Yeah, it just didn't. It missed the duo of their writing.
Yeah, and even when Johnny Monaco was singing lead, he sounded exactly like Donnie V. He mimicked it perfectly. It sounded great live.
But yeah.
I don't think they ever recorded him singing lead vocals. So the Enough's Enough now, I have no interest in because Chip doesn't sing that great.
I really try. I listen to their albums a few times. I'm like, oh, man.
Donnie V ingredient is missing. And Donnie V is now a solo artist. He's starting to play by himself. He's got his own band, and he plays Enough's Enough songs. I'll go see that before I'll see Enough's Enough now. So.
Well, I've seen Enough's Enough in their current configuration. I couldn't tell you who was in the band besides Chip.
Yeah, I have too, and I wasn't that impressed.
It was okay.
Number six is one of the greatest power pop bands of all time. That would be Jellyfish.
That is correct. Yes. And of course, probably one of their greatest songs ever, Baby's Coming Back.
Great, great song. So I only got
four. You got four.
Four. Four out of six, which is pretty much what you'd predicted.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought for sure you'd get Aerosmith, but that's a lot of people did that song, Baby, Please Don't Go.
Yeah, and Honking on Bobo, I just think that whole album's a waste of space.
They were trying to do the whole Southern Blues thing and just, okay.
Doesn't do it for me at all.
I bet they don't play one song off that album on tour. Which, interesting, they're playing in Philly on my birthday for their final tour.
Yeah, with them and the Black Crowes.
Yeah. That'd be a good show to go see because I haven't seen, well, I've seen Aerosmith a number of times, but I haven't seen the Black Crowes.
Yeah, and Queen and Adam Lambert are also doing a big tour. I looked at, because I wasn't sure, I looked at see what was available here in the LA area. One ticket was $850. I'm like, no, I'm not going to that. Sorry.
No.
Not going to happen.
I'd love to go see him. I saw Adam Lambert solo in St. Augustine.
Yeah.
He's phenomenal. The guy can sing his ass off.
Yeah, but I'm not paying $800 for anybody singing. I don't care.
No, not
$800. Not happening. So.
Shoot, I'm going to see Metallica for two nights with four different opening bands, and that was $280.
Yeah. I can accept that
one. Yeah, that's
worth it.
Yeah.
Though I hate their stage. I think it looks terrible.
You're really the big circle?
Yeah, it's like they're too far away from each other. There's no interaction, so I don't know. Maybe they'll sound great. I'm sure they will, but I don't know. I like the traditional stage.
I will absolutely give you a full rundown.
Yeah, you can tell us the opening bands who was great, who was terrible. If anybody's going to be terrible, who knows? But
I don't know. I've tried listening to Ice Nine Kills, and I can't get it. But Five Finger Death Punch, I'm really getting into. And, of course, Pantera and Mammoth. Mammoth, I love.
Yeah.
So
hence, he's wearing a Mammoth t-shirt today.
I'm wearing Mammoth as we speak right now. So
nice.
Big fan of Wolfie.
Yeah, he's a talent, that's for sure.
Oh, God. That guy is. Well, it just goes to show you're around music and you play it your entire life. You're going to be great.
You hope. Well, yeah. Sean Lennon.
Well, I don't. He was kind of shunned by his dad.
Well, that's Julian Lennon was shunned. Sean wasn't.
Well, Julian actually seems to have a little more talent.
Yeah, but he does. He sound. Yeah, I prefer Julian over Sean. But anyway. So, your theme for your 6 and 30 is they're all Rolling Stones covers.
Oh, jeez.
And there's a lot of them. I guess there was a Spotify playlist that I found. There was well over 500 covers of Rolling Stones songs.
Oh, absolutely.
So I could have made it easy, but I still think it's, I think you're going to nail four. I think you're going to get five out of. No, you'll get four out of six in all these bands you've heard of. So
okay.
Good luck with this one.
All right, let's listen here.
All Rolling Stones covers. Some of them are super easy. Some are going to be a little challenging.
Yeah, 2, 4, and 6. I think I know 6. 2, the voice.
Oh,
so. Or 4, I have no clue. I have a guess, but.
Yeah, that's the hardest one of the bunch.
All right, let's listen to this again.
Think you got Damn this?
It. I think I got him, except for number 4.
Okay.
2 is going to be a guess too.
All right. What's number 1?
Number 1 is Kiss.
Yeah, that's the easiest one of the bunch.
2000 Man off of what, Dynasty, I think.
Yep, you are correct, sir.
Number 2, I'm going to guess, is that Keel?
You would be 100% correct. That's off of the Right to Rock album, the first Keel album.
Yeah, you can't get by his vocals back then. Number 2 was definitely, or 3 was definitely Live Twisted Sister.
Correct. 3 for 3. You're on a roll. Now, man, here's
if you never saw Twisted Sister live, good Lord. They're totally different band than on the studio albums.
Oh, yeah. So great live.
Oh, my God. They will kick your ass very, very hard. Yeah.
Sad to see him go because they were wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Now, yeah, number 4 is the hard one.
Number 4, I'm going to get, is that Missing Persons?
It is not Missing Persons. Okay, so you missed that one. So here's your clue. If you're from Canada, this band.
God almighty.
This band was huge in Canada, and this cover was like a top 5 hit in Canada in the early
80s. Have you ever been to Canada?
Yes, I've been to Vancouver and Whistler.
Oh,
very nice people. I like.
Oh yeah,
you know, yeah. I like Canada so much. I went to Coney Hatch's site, and if you go and order from their store is connected to a bunch of other bands that we all like. I ended up buying an older Coney Hatch live album and an April Wine T-shirt, and I'm expecting them next week. So.
And now you have to move to Canada.
Yeah. If I had to choose a country, I would like to live in, like, probably, it would probably be BC because it's not as cold there as it is on the rest of Canada. So.
Yeah.
The band, it was Streetheart.
Streetheart. Streetheart. I've never heard of them.
Yeah, well, three members of Streetheart are in Loverboy.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so, yeah, they basically spawned.
Was that a female singer?
Nope. And I'm telling you, they were huge in Canada, but they never broke here. Loverboy broke here. Streetheart didn't. But that song was a huge hit. Well, weird, huh?
Well, when you say they're big in Canada, that's like saying they're big in Sheboygan. they're huge in Wisconsin.
Canada is bigger than Sheboygan.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Not much.
Okay.
Number 5, I think that's Saxon off that covers album they did.
And you'd be correct. I think it's a terrible cover. I like Saxon, but I think it's a terrible cover of Paint It Black. But you are correct.
I don't know why they picked some of the songs they did.
It's probably songs they loved as a kid. Probably.
Hey, Toto? Come on.
You know what? What's wrong?
Whatever.
With, you got a problem with Toto?
I do not at all.
And apparently, maybe Biff, Biff loves Toto.
Okay.
Oh, here's, well, here's another weird one. They had Nico McBrain on the Boneyard, and he got to pick some songs he wanted to play. And the last song he picked, Saga, On the Loose.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't think he'd be into Saga, but he said, yeah, I love that band. I'm like, okay. Another
That's
Canadian
a great
band.
Song.
Yeah,
great.
It is. I got all right. Stuff. Okay, go ahead.
The last song, I'm going to go solely by the guitar tone because I can't tell any other way. Is that Grand Funk?
You are correct.
Yes.
That's their cover that came out in 1971. Weird, yeah. Because it's probably like maybe a year before the original came out, I think. Yeah, Grand Funk off of the Survival album, 1971. And maybe Gimme Shelter is maybe a couple years old. So, yeah, they covered it pretty quick.
Wow.
Yep, so that's – I knew you'd kick ass in that one. 5 out of 6.
Nice.
Which means you win this round.
All right, I get all the money.
Yep, you kicked butt. And I think for the whole show, I think you won 2 of the 3 bits, right?
Did I?
I won.
I lost. Well, yeah, I did. I won the 6 and 30 and the cover this. But
so yep, yeah, you're back on top again.
Ooh, yeah, I get to wear the hat all week.
Not literally, it's figuratively. People, all right, we don't swing that way. But hey, you know what? Nothing wrong with it if you do. But
hey, nothing wrong with that.
Not us. But okay, that was pretty much. That was a wrap. Good fun. I like doing this with you. We got to keep this up. Maybe another 10 years. We'll get too tired of doing it.
Yeah.
I've been using the same damn computer. This computer is probably 15, 16 years old now. It still works.
Jeez.
I know you'd think I'd buy a new one, but no.
Is that why the smoke's coming out of it?
I thought that was on your end. Oh, all right. Yeah.
No, I'm using an Apple, so I'm good.
Apple. Pooey.
Okay.
Anyway, I remember when the computers first. Yeah, Apple's at my job in 1998. Earlier than that. Probably 95, 96 is when I first started playing around with a desktop computer, and it was an Apple. I learned that on an Apple.
Yeah, there was in college, I guess it was my junior year, so that would have been 86. A guy in my hall had an Apple. Now, I was looking at it going, man, this is really weird. Because we also had, it was when I was a freshman in 84 was when they first started coming out with the portable computers.
Yeah.
And mine weighed like 60 pounds. It was like a gigantic briefcase. It was horrible. It had no hard drive, 1 5-1/4-inch floppy drive. So you had to write your program and then save it to the drive. It was horrible.
Remember floppy disks?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was the 5 1/4-inch drive. Yeah.
And if you have that stuff now and kept it in pristine condition, those things are worth bucks now.
Yeah. Well, I didn't keep it because...
Yeah, because they're... Yeah, I understand. But Matt,
little 4-inch amber monitor.
Yeah. Kids nowadays have no idea how easy they got it.
Yeah.
We used to type papers on erasable bond paper.
Yeah.
That. Ugh. What a mess. Now it's just,
no thanks.
Yeah, now they can just go in and they can research. Now they just Google everything and throw it out there.
Yep.
But yeah, okay. Yeah, we're just showing our age out there, people.
Little bastards.
Yeah, I hate my kids. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, they got it good. All right, dude. I think we've done it.
I think that we did.
Another home run for the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show.
Well, I know Annie really looks forward to coming out. When the shows come out.
Okay, well, I'm going to put this out. We're recording it Monday night. Oh, well, yeah, it's 8:45 right now, your time. I'm going to have it out within the next 45 minutes. So it'll be up Monday night.
Well, it won't take any editing because this is pure comedy gold.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, I don't edit much anymore. I'll put in the sound effects. But other than that, just... What you hear is what you get, people.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll see you in a couple weeks with a brand new episode of the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show. Again, if you miss us, go back and listen to the old episodes.
And in the meantime, listen to the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show on Spotify.
Yeah.
It's on Spotify. HRTS.
Yep, that's the playlist. Yeah, we're everywhere. We're worldwide. Woo!
Worldwide. Prestige worldwide.
Yeah, maybe we'll be intergalactic pretty soon.
Yeah.
Woo! We're going to conquer the world.
And we'll have so much room for activities.
Yeah. Woo. Well, we're old, so it's going to be pickleball.
Yeah.
Or shuffleboard or whatever.
Yeah. Whatever old people do.
Yeah. All right. All right, boy. I'll see you in a few.
All right. Yeah, I'll see you when I see you.
Okay.